Good morning, 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Tuesday chat with Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's nice outside.
It sure is, you know, 66 now, and nice to be waking up with some of these cooler mornings. It's been a little bit, so we're happy to have that.
I know. It's nice to see all the fall merchandise in the stores downtown. I think everybody's ready to roll out the summer clothing and the summer decor and pull out the heavier clothes, which I'm not ready to put on necessarily, but it's fun to see all the fall fashions and smell all of the candles and fragrances of fall.
So I know. I'm ready. It's sure going to be here before we know it. So,
and I guess you played a little golf when it was warmer, though, right?
It was warmer. You know, it was still, I thought it was fine, but, you know, I think Matt and Shay were a little hot, but hey, it's okay. It was still good. We went over to the Jamboree there and the stadium in Riverside Park and watched a little bit of that, Caney and Indy and Coffeyville. And then we went over, when it's 9 o'clock hit, went over to the golf course. And it made for an interesting challenge because none of us have ever played that course before.
Okay.
And of course, at night, it's a little harder to see. So that made for an extra challenge, but I think Shay had 58, I had the 61, and Matt had 60, so it was a good time. We really enjoyed it, and
good.
I would encourage anyone to check out Glow Golf, because it is, I know it's not for a while, but it is a really fun, unique opportunity there in the park.
Yeah, fourth Friday of the month, so yeah, a few more weeks to get it on your calendar. And they do a nice job, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
Lighting it all up and everything.
Yeah, they even got the little lights in the bottom of the, I don't know, the holes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the cups, yeah.
So that was really fun.
Yeah, and I would assume that probably the weather in September will be much more enjoyable than the heat of the summer. And then they will be moving it up in October, probably about the third Friday, but I'll report
back. Yeah, it'll be dark enough earlier. You can have it earlier.
And they have it earlier also because of Niwala. And then that's their closing Friday, and then we'll be done for the season. So you've got two more times to check out Glow Golf.
Hey,
so
good stuff there.
So fun things. And then you said just across the way is a football stadium. So the Jamboree happened. And that was soccer and football, right?
You know, I think they've had a separate soccer jamboree, if I'm not mistaken. By the time we got there, though, it was just football,
football.
On the Friday night.
Well,
but I know they've had the soccer jamboree and all that.
Yeah, so they're going to have their IHS will have their home game, and it'll be this Friday, September the 1st. Hard to believe that it's going to be September this week. 7 o'clock, they're going to play Kansas City Bishop Ward High School. And then on Friday the 8th, they will be taking on Mulvane High School. So a couple of home games back-to-back. And kickoff is always at 7 at Schulte Stadium. So get your orange and black out and be ready for some football. And then if you're Pirate fan, you got to dig out your blue and gold. And if you're a Raven fan, you got to dig out your red and white, because the county rivals will be playing each other coming up on the night. So in a couple Saturdays, it'll be fun. So it's always a fun time. It's a good game. There's always lots of energy and competitiveness, and it's fun game. So Independence Community College Pirates will be taking on Coffeyville Community College Red Ravens, and kickoff will be 7 o'clock at Schulte Stadium, and that will be on Saturday, September the 9th, so put that on your calendar. We were talking off air, both teams didn't bring home the win, so we'll see what happens when they compete against each other. So
yeah, no, it should be a good game.
Yeah, so we've got football. We also have mountain bike riding. And I just want to let everybody know that the Eagle Rock Shredders have a Tuesday night bike ride and out at Elk City State Park. And then they have a Wednesday night bike ride. It's called Women's Wednesday Shred. And they ride at 7 o'clock only until the end of, actually today and tomorrow, so Tuesday and Wednesday. And then they will go to 6 o'clock. So mark your calendar September and October rides will be at 6 o'clock. So tonight, you can catch those rides at 7. And I think that they should be fairly enjoyable with the cooler weather.
Sure, yeah. We're starting to get into some of those nighttime lows dipping down a bit.
Yeah. And then the Eagle Rock Shredders, I'm going to talk about it in just a minute, are going to be speaking at First Friday. So they'll be talking about these rides, and then they will also be talking about a competitive ride that they have coming up. So they're doing good things on the biking circuit. I do want to point out that Tuesday the 29th at the Nazarene Church from 5:30 to 7 is the Cancer Support Group. It's always the last Tuesday of the month, and I believe this is actually the fifth Tuesday of the month. So if you are a cancer patient, a survivor, a family member, a friend, it's for everyone. And again, that's at the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street from 5:30 to 7. And if you need more information about that, call Trinette at 620-778-5688. We have a business after hours coming up at the brewery. That'll be this Thursday from 5 to 6. So everybody is welcome to join us at the brewery. It's a $3 admission. You get your name in for some really good door prizes. And we'll be hearing all about the brewery, some history behind the brewery, and probably some things that are new at the brewery. And Robert and Jessica Box and Tim Hardy will be there, and they'll be sharing lots of information about all that's going on at the brewery. So we know they have musical bingo and trivia night, and they have beer yoga, and so lots of fun things happening. But we want to just encourage everybody to show up for business after hours again this Thursday from 5 to 6. So that's Thursday evening, and then early Friday morning we will have First Friday, and it's sponsored by USD 446 Educational Foundation, and that's an important organization. They will be giving their commercial at First Friday and talking about all that the foundation does and how they give back to the schools and the students, but also the management of the funds that you can donate to the foundation. You can create scholarships. You know, they give out thousands and thousands of dollars on senior scholarship night, and it's a very impressive evening. Excuse me. And so I think that it's important that our community members have knowledge about the foundation and all that it does. So they will be there to talk about that as our business sponsor. And then Coffeyville Regional Medical Center's CEO, Brian Lawrence, will be sharing information about a building project that they have going on and introducing a few new doctors. And then Tim Kaiser from the Eagle Rock Shredders, as I mentioned before, will be there as one of our speakers talking about the mountain bike race. It's going to be out at Elk City State Park. It's called the Jelly Roll, and I don't know why. So it will be interesting.
You can learn about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. To hear everything we need to know about that race. They're also going to have a pre-race that's going to be a slow roll that's going to be down through Independence and kind of in the downtown area, and that will end at Patio 210, and that will also be the same night that we have downtown movie night. So we're hoping that all of those bikers can then just roll on down a few blocks, and they'll be able to enjoy movie night, because we had to postpone movie night. It was supposed to be last weekend, but it was so hot, and even though the weather was scheduled to break, we decided to postpone it because the heat index was still going to be over 100. In between the buildings where we show the movie, there was not going to be a lot of air movement.
Sure. Yep.
And a lot of people sat on the ground and watched the movie, and the heat that was going to radiate out of that concrete was just going to be so incredibly uncomfortable. So we just decided that it would probably be more miserable than fun, and that we would wait and have it on September the 30th. So we will still be showing Minions. We bought the movie license, and so we will be doing that on the 30th. So again, that will kind of coincide with the mountain bike race. So that'll be fun for everybody who's coming to town just for the race. Not only will they have a fun time doing that, but they'll have another activity that they can participate in. Also on the speaker lineup will be Vic Gorman, and he is playing a very valuable and intricate role in the Community Crisis Center. And so he will be sharing all of the information about that and what that means for our community. And then wrapping up our speaker lineup will be Melissa Johnson, and she is the new director for Montgomery County Action Council, just recently hired in the position, I think August the 1st, and she hit the ground running. But it's important that we all meet her and get to know her and make sure that we open up those lines of communication with her and her team, because she represents the entire county. So when one of these four cities in the county win, we all win. So we want to work together and make sure that we're all on board for economic development for Montgomery County.
Absolutely.
So Mike's been here, I think, what, last week?
He has, yeah.
To talk about Meadowlark Lounge. That's this weekend at 7 o'clock at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. You can call 331-3515 and see if you can squeeze in and get a ticket. It's a fundraiser, so I'm sure they will find you a chair. And tickets are $20. They serve refreshments. It's always a great night, lots of good music. And, again, that's this Saturday at 7 o'clock. So we have First Friday, and right after First Friday, the chamber office is going to be closed in the afternoon. But we will still, actually, I will still be there because it's the Friday of the cutoff for the Canocla registration forms for the 100 Mile Highway sale. So I want to let everybody know that you need to get your free permit by this Friday for the Canocla 100 Mile Highway sale. And when you come in, you're going to fill it out, and you're going to put, if you're going to have your sale a Saturday and Sunday or one day or the other, and the time frame that you're going to have the sale and the address, and then we give you a permit, and you are officially following the city ordinance by getting your permit, even though there's no fee. They've waived that. And then the county, Ann Miller, is going to help us put together a map that we will. We usually print about 1,500 of them, and we put them all over the community at our chamber member convenience stores. And you can pick one up, and we'll also have a QR code where you can find that map on our Facebook page and on the website. I think the county website is where it will go. But I do just want to mention one thing. There's been a little bit of confusion. So the Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale also has a 100 mile map that they put together. And there's been some people who have been registering on that map, which is perfectly okay. But just make sure you're registering with us, because that's how you're going to get your permit and be able to follow the city ordinance by having your permit. So make sure that you still get registered with us. So it's great to be on both maps. But you need to get that done by Friday. And then we expect there to be probably over 100 sales. So are you a garage sale?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a big time. That's where I got the little organ over there from the sale last year. So, I mean, it's pretty incredible. It's one of the best sales in the area. I know people travel from all over the place
come here. Yeah. They do. We have people in our hotels that come for the sale. Absolutely. We've already had people calling from Colorado. We saw some Facebook posts of people from Texas and other states. So yes, we will definitely have people in town. And the sale is actually Friday and Saturday, September the 8th and the 9th. So if you're not going to have one, you definitely want to get out and find some treasures. I love that. Okay, so we have something else that's going to happen on 9/11, and I have an in-studio guest next week. Kathy Shepherd from RSVP is going to be here to talk about a food collection drive that I'm just going to kind of give some high-level information for, but you're not going to be here, right?
Yeah, Shay will be taking care of you then.
So. Okay, so Kathy will be coming in, and we'll be talking about this more in depth, but as everybody knows, with the tragedy and the terroristic acts of 9/11, you know, our country turned that around and decided that we were going to honor those men and women and individuals who lost their lives on that day by doing acts of service on that day. And now it is probably one of the biggest days of the year for days of service. And so this year, we RSVP is doing a food collection drive. And according to the statistics, 2,996 people died on that day. And so RSVP is saying that if you donate 10 cans of food, you will get a flag. And then we're going to stick those flags in the lawn of the Chamber of Commerce. And so we're hoping that we will have, you know, 2,996 flags all over the chamber, landscaping to represent these people, and then to also replenish the food at the Community Access Center as the act of service. So I know she has some more information about that, but be thinking, because we're not that far away from 9/11. And when you're at the grocery store, just grab some extra cans of food and help replenish our food pantry at the Access Center, and then go get a flag. So I can't imagine what that's going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
If we're able to get that kind of participation.
Great.
So, yes. The museum, so they're hosting the Meadowlark Lounge, but they are also hosting an art show and sell. So between Tuesday, September the 12th and September the 30th, you can go by the museum at 123 North 8th Street and check out the unique art pieces and local crafts between 10 and 4, and that is open to the public. The gallery showings are always free at the museum. So again, it's a show and sell. So you can all of the local artisans will have all of their creations there to obviously show off and sell. So take part in that. Also, the Montgomery County Beekeepers Association has their monthly meeting on the second Thursday of the month. So the next one will be September the 14th at ICC West, 2615 West Main, 6 o'clock in the evening. So if you are interested in beekeeping, everybody is welcome. They love to have people that are novices and just kind of dipping their toe into that and want to learn more about it to be a part of their group. And then last few things, we are going to have the annual Optimist Club pancake breakfast that I've been talking about. It's coming up Saturday, September the 16th from 8 to 11. It's going to be held at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Before they open up selling barbecue, we're going to be flipping pancakes in there. The cost of tickets is $10, and all the proceeds go towards supporting the youth of the community. You're going to get all-you-can-eat pancakes, some sausage, coffee, juice, water, and the entertainment of Chris Cakes. And so they've been world record holders for the most pancake flipping in an hour, I believe, and they're going to be there. So, again, it's not just your average pancake breakfast. It's really packed full of entertainment.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have some face painters there. And
great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Great.
And not only that, we need to raise some money, so that's important. The Chamber's going to have a ribbon cutting at Fleet Fuels on Thursday, September the 21st at 11:30. That's out on West Main Street. So if you want to welcome them to the Chamber of Commerce with a ribbon cutting, be sure and put that on your calendar. And then I also wanted to point out the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center is going to be hosting their annual fundraising banquet on Friday, September the 29th at 6 o'clock at the First Church of the Nazarene in Independence. The theme will be Discover Hope, and the proceeds from this event will support both Independence and Coffeyville centers. I think they take turns hosting the event. Last year it was in Coffeyville. This year it will be in Independence. The tickets are $30, and they can be purchased at the Independence Pregnancy Care Center at 213 East Main Street, or you can give them a call at 331-0700. It's another very worthy organization that could use our support. So that's it.
Oh, wow.
That's what we got going on.
Well, I'm really looking forward to, obviously, I won't be able to hear it, but Shay will be talking more about this event that you got coming up, and a great, you know, option there, and you know, good just mission with helping people on as we commemorate 9/11 to think
Absolutely.
About that, and that's just going to be good.
I know. It's a very, you know, it's just a very emotional day.
Yeah.
On 9/11, we can all remember exactly where we were when we heard the news. And so I think it's wonderful that our country has taken this terrible act of terrorism and has turned it around to say we are going to honor these individuals, and we're going to do it by acts of service in our country.
Yeah, that's a great way to make a difference and put a positive light on everything there.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Lisa. Well, I will look forward to chatting with you not next week, but right after that.
So. I'll be here. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, sounds good. And of course, Shay will have your interview here coming up next week. So, all righty. Well, I'll see you in here a little bit, and good to talk as always.
Thank you for having me.
All righty, Lisa Wilson of the Independence Chamber of Commerce here on the Mighty 690, and we have more open line on the way here on KGGF.